Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
All right, we have a lot of gemaras to do today. Maybe if we finish on time or a little early, I'll stay over a meshech chachma for Baruch David.
I'm here. I just have to get the coffee. Thank you.
You let me know when you're ready, and then we'll start.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where any of the bungalow, still in the bungalow yet.
No, I came I had a wedding, yeah. With Brooklyn.
Well, here. So if we have time, we'll go through an unbelievable Mesha Chachma that I discovered yesterday. You probably know it. So maybe if we have time, we'll go through it. It's fascinating. It's in Parshas Boy. Parshas Gimel Pasuk Yud. So if we have a chance to do it, we'll get to it. If not, you look it up on the Shabbos. I'm sure you have plenty of time. Summer, I won't show us. Okay, so we're in the middle of the sugi here. We have our Mishnah, right? We have the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to be maimed a behema in the hotel, the motel of the goy, because there's a suspicion that the goy will sodomize the animal, be revea the animal, and that's the issue the Mishnah addresses. And then we have Stira, who is a contradiction to a Brisa, or Mishnah, or Tosefta, which says that you are allowed to buy an animal from a goy and use it as a carbon, which seems to say that we don't have a suspicion that he'll be revea the animal, because then it would be possible for a carbon. And Rav had answered this Stira by saying it depends, Rav Shilo, that is, in the name of Rav, had answered this question by saying it depends on who owns the animal. The guy will take his animal and will not sodomize his own animal because it's going to get weak or it's going to get sterilized, and he has mercy on it, so to speak, or he cares about it. When it comes to the Mishnah's case, which is a Jew's animal owned by another person, he couldn't care less. So that's the Gemara's first answer, and the problem is the Gemara at this point is it wants to know. We're about 15 lines from the bottom. Why you're allowed to buy a nekeva animal from a non-Jewish nekeva, female. That would be a problem because the answer that the Gemara said before, that the nekevas ate on the nekevas, right? We have, we want to go back to the Gemara before, we had Leichon Behemim Raya Shelahen, and then we had a case of, again, the Chasal Behemtoi, where there'd be a chash baser, the animal will get weak or it will get sterile, but this should not apply to an akeva with an akeva. There's no chash. So how come over there we're allowed to buy an akeva animal from an akeva non-Jew? We should be chayshish that it was sodomized by the woman. And that's what we're up to. The kevas, eights on the kevas, high time aloy miyachadinon. We shouldn't be chayshish. My time aloy miyachadinon. Amar ukva bar chomo. Okay, so why are you not allowed to be not allowed? Yeah, instead of the opposite. Yeah, because there's no over there, right? There's no charge. Well, right, exactly. I made a mistake. I went back. Why can you be miyachid about in the cave? It's in the cave. There's no chash over there that it. There's no chash, right? Revere. Why is there chash revere? It's going back in our mission. I made a mistake. Sorry, scratch that from the record. I made a mistake. Going back on the Mishnah, why can't you be meyachid? There's ein mabidim b'hema b'kun the kosher the nechavim. The kevus ate on the kevus. The Gemara had already addressed before the kevus ate on scharim over there. Why that? Why we already addressed that? Okay. So the kevus ate on the kevus. My time will be meyachinon. Amar mar ukvar b'chama b'neisha oivdik nechavim mitzuyin ate on the sheikh avrim. We quoted this Gemara before. The reason is because goyim oivdik nechavim are commonly found next to the wives of their friends, meaning they have affairs. Upa'amim she'ena ma'itza. Sometimes he's looking for her, and he can't find her. Matza and ma'itza, right? U'ma'itza es ha'behema, and his second option is is the animal.
That's very funny, Mitchell. I like that.
Yeah.
Look what happened to this guy. He wasn't the matza her, so he takes him back.
So he can't find the woman. That's for measures. So he's got to go with the Evan over here. The second option is so he finds the animal, And therefore, you can't be miyachid, again, an akeva animal with an akeva of a non-Jew, because the woman won't do anything to the animal, but the woman's friend or boyfriend, whatever, woman's friend's husband will go after the animal if she's out to lunch somewhere. Okay? Good. Oh, Vibay Seima, Hafila Maisa Nami Raiva says, no, maybe even if she is around, he'll still go after, go straight to the Behema. Why? The Amar Mar, Haviva Alein Behemta Shel Yisrael, Yois Minishay saying, the, to a non-Jew, the, animal of a Jew is more, attractive to him than the wife of his friend. Why is that? No one really explains why that is. I think there's like Rebbe always says, the pshat is the non-Jews always want to have, they understand that Klal Yisrael is a light unto the nation, right? They understand the supremacy of Klal Yisrael. So deep down, even to the animal of a Jew, they want to connect to our nation. This, again, I'm not saying it's a, you know, logical way of thinking, but they have this desire. That's damage. I'm saying that's Esav, but a regular non-Jewish, they want to be Mustavik.
They rather do that than their
friends' wives. They'd rather go after the Jewish animal. Okay, that's a little bit of a different spin than what I'm saying.
Want to be connected to Israel.
I think that's the shot. Because they understand Klal Yisrael is closer to God. Yes, this is a true thing. They're closer to God. They're the chosen nation, and they want to come to be discovered to us. I don't think that's a, you know. Okay.
That's not what I thought.
I mean, it's not the Messias, but I think deep down that's what they want. But again, I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. That's what my what I was thinking, but
they both stem from jealousy. I don't know if you guys know already, but
Dr. Friedman, the problem with what I have, what you're saying is because the word Haviva seems a little bit interesting. Like I wouldn't use the word Chaviv for that kind of concept. It's more precious. They desire it more because they want to do more. They want to inflict damage on Klal Yisrael. So, no one really explains this. So, we're up to our own imaginations exactly how to understand this. Okay, so I have my pshat, you have your pshat, Elu, maybe. I could be wrong. I don't have as much life experience as many of the attendees over here. All right, we got to move. Okay. And what's the reason? Why do they have, again, this is not explaining why they want our animals. It just explains why the goyim are so promiscuous. They're really big, desires here.
You see right away,
from the
beginning of the issue,
it was happening. Right. So the time that the nachash was ba'al chavo, right? They had relations over there in Gan Eden, which that's what happened. The nachash desired chavo, he convinced her to sin, and that's how he sort of seduced her. And what happened at that point was hitul bo zuhamo. The snake placed zuhamo. What's that? How they translate? Impurity in the non-Jewish woman, placed impurity in the non-Jewish woman, and that created a desire for these barbaric, immoral things. Yehachi is a very strong Yetzirah. Yehachi Yisrael, that means Yisrael also came from Adam and Eve. So how did that help? Yisrael Shem to Al Har Sinai, and that's what we have, the Torah. The Torah purified us. At the time of Har Sinai, Pascha Zuhamasin, after Techav Mishalayam to Har Sinai, Loi Pascha Zuhamasin. Their immorality didn't stop, and therefore that's why they do these things. So again, that maybe in some level is a Kabbalah Satira. Yeah, they have that same Milo. Yeah, you have to say that. Very good. So again, at this point, we have one answer. Rav Shila Bar Avina Meshmei de Rav, right? Rav Shila Bar Avina Meshmei said the name of Rav, that our Mishnah is talking about is someone else's animal, and therefore it's okay. It's not okay to be miyachin because the guy won't care. But when it comes to his animal, then he will be chas, and therefore you're allowed to buy from a goy, a carbon. Okay, but it comes, again, Mara at this point was asking, what about Nekevus, Eitz, and Nekevus? Why over there is the Rechash? Why can't you be Miyachid? You understand why you could buy it as a carbon, right? But why can't you be Miyachid? And here the Gemara is saying for the reason. Now, Ibai Lahu. Gemara has a Shiloh, Eifel Ismai. What about a bird? Will a goy, could you be Miyachid, say like this, could you be Miyachid a bird with a goy? Or the other way, could you buy a bird from a goy and bring it as a carbon? Right. In other words, does a goy have a desire to sodomize a bird or not? My. Okay. Well, let's look at this. Listen to this. And by the way, if you learn like the Me'iri, the context makes a lot more sense because as the Me'iri says, the fact that they were idol worshippers, they were pagan, it took them to the lowest of the low. You know, they descended to terrible levels of impurity. So I don't think we can relate to this too much, but back in those times, let me hear, like Miri says, it was very relatable. Listen to this. This will take your imagination to places they never went before. I saw a guy bought a goose from the marketplace, and Rava, what happened was he sodomized it, konka, then he choked it, which again, the point of that is he killed it in a very inhumane way. Sola, he roasted it, v'achla, he got his money's worth out of this bird. So we see that there is a concept of sodomy by a bird as well, from a non-Jew. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti says, look at the next level here. I saw an Arab. I think the shot over here is, like Gemara says in Kedushin, I saw a Kabbin's Nus, Yordan Lo'ilam. Nine of them were taken by the Arabi. Okay, so I saw an Arab. There was no concept of racism then. I saw an Arab. One Arab, he took a gishmak, a thigh bone from the marketplace, of course, to eat.
Cut of meat.
And he ended up engraving, or he dug a hole into that for his neighbor. Rava sodomized the meat, if that even makes sense. Sala, he roasted the achla. Okay. And he roasted it and he ate it. Shalom Yisrael. And that's exactly what happened over here. And we see by a bird as well, there's a problem. So in other words, you won't be able to be miyachid a bird with a goy. And again, maybe when it comes to carbon, you would be able to, because it's chasal behemtoy, chasal oifus shalai. Not sure if you can buy it as a carbon.
He says Richard is suggesting as a matter of fiction, you should not use the word sodomy.
Okay.
The English doing whatever.
Well, I borrowed the term from Art Scroll, so maybe you could take it up with them. Okay, now Vino Amar. All right, so we're back to the original contradiction that we have. Let's just repeat it quickly. The Mishnah says you cannot be miyachid an animal with a non-Jew because there's a shashva reveal. It'll just make everyone happy. When it comes to the case of buying a carbon, there isn't a chash, and that's the contradiction. Why aren't we chashish? Vino offers a different solution to this. Vino Amar, loy kasha, ha lechatzchila, ha didi yavin. He says a different answer. He says like this. He says when it comes to giving precautions. You should try to be precautionary measures and make sure the guy doesn't end up being revered your animal. So if you can, make sure you don't seclude it with the guy in an inn. But when it comes to whether you can buy an animal, and the question then is if the animal was actually nearby to the owner, so then we can assume that it did not happen. That's what it means, Deavid. We could assume that it did not happen, and that's the answer to the two Mishnais. You should make sure that a goy shouldn't be secluded with an animal, but if after the fact you want to buy an animal from a non-Jew, that's going to be fine, because you could assume that we're not going to suspect such a thing. Now, there are some say, Rashi doesn't say this, but some Rishonim, in the Ritva, says that there's a sort of chazak over here. It's a chazak. The animal has a cheskas heter, or cheskas tara, whatever you call it, that it wasn't, so you should definitely take precautions, but if you want to know if I can use this animal as a carbon, it does have a chazaka. That's what some say. Rashi does not say that. Keep that in mind. Okay? Fine. Does anyone want to offer a reason why Rashi doesn't say that? From things we've learned before, Rashi and other places, anyone want to say? Rashi owes mechazkina me'isr le'isr. You can't have a cheskas heter in an animal. Right now, there's an isr of Eivor Min HaChai. So it doesn't have a cheskas heter. Maybe in regards to it being nearby, you can use a chazaka, but it's still usher because of Eivor Min HaChai. So if something has a cheskas isr, it's across the board. We don't say, well, it has a cheskas isr regarding this and a cheskas heter regarding that. It's either usher or mutter. But Rashi possibly will hold over here that there's no chazaka of heter on the animal because he also machaskil meisul isur. I mean that Rashi is in chum. I'm going to make a mistake. Okay, Rashi doesn't say that. So there's a svar over here, a new svar with tachil b'diavad. That's Ravina's teretz. We're not teiver. Now, how do you know there's such a difference? We're not teiver. The shiny ben of tachil obeying b'diavad. How do you know such a difference? It's not related to the mission. Roitus yachid isha imohen. A woman cannot be miyachid, a Jewish woman cannot be secluded with a non-Jewish man. Because there's a chash, we suspect that the non-Jew will be mizana with her, and therefore there's an isur yid. Now, correct the Gemara on this, Raminhi, Mesira, if a woman was captured by non-Jews, al yidei mami, let's say, the reason why she was taken captive was because of a monetary obligation. Let's say the husband of this woman owed John Doe money. He's going to take away. He's going to take David Goldberg's wife. He's going to take her away as a collateral or something to make sure that David Goldberg pays John Doe. That's John.
It's usually Boris or Vinny.
Boris and who?
Boris or Vinny, not John Doe. That's just reality.
Keep it okay. John Doe is usually innocent. Yeah.
It'll be the same thing if it's kidnapping
ransom. For ransom, okay. I would say it's. I mean, well, that's a good question. I ransom. Well, the Gemara Ksubas discusses a scenario like that. No, but listen, I'll explain why. Maybe from the Gemara's answer, we can make a different chil. I don't know. I hear what you're asking. Okay, so let's say this happens. So Muteris the Baila, she is mutter to her husband. However, I'm very puzzling Gemara. Ayidena Chosh is, but if he takes her. Because he wants to, the husband is, or she, I think she's Chayav Misa. What do they say over there? She's Chayav Misa? She's Chayav. She was sentenced to death. So she's being held on to be, sentenced to death. So the halacha is Asura Labaila. She's forbidden to her husband. Rashi Taisus over here. What's the chash? I'm sorry?
Prison guards will have their way with
it. Yeah, well, that's the question, right. So she's Asura to her husband. So Rashi explains over here. That we're suspect that she might willingly be seduced to her captors, and therefore it depends if she's again we're not really explaining the difference, but it depends why she was captured. It was for money, then she's mutter. If she was captured because she's sentenced to death, then she's usher to her husband. As we know, a woman is mizana with someone else, and she's married. The rule is she is forbidden to her husband. So what do you see over here? You see over here that b'di'evet from the ratio, from the case on Yedei Mammon, that if she's captured for monetary obligation, the rule is that she is mutter to her husband. We should, the chashud in al ha'arayis, we should be suspect that the guy was mizana with her, as we learned in our Mishnah. The answer is We see over here, we see there's a difference when it comes to taking precautions against the non-Jew, make sure she's not secluded with the non-Jew. But when it comes to whether after the fact she was actually mizana with the non-Jew, we assume that she wasn't, and that's why she's mother to her husband. That's Ravina's proof, that his concept that he wanted to answer up the contradiction between the two missionaries.
But that's true about it, maybe less.
Right. If there would be an issur to her husband, it would be because maybe we're concerned that it was done willingly. Tosfos argues with that. It's telling you the Gemara that Rashi brings in Subas. Okay, Mimai, Gemara says it's not a riot. Maybe I'll tell you that even for Dieved, it's a problem to be miyachid with an Isha. It's a problem to be miyachid with an Isha. And therefore, again, our Mishnah has said that we're answering that there's a difference between the Chachil and B'di'evan, and we're bringing a raya from the halach of Chashud and al ha'arayus. That's the answer. That question, we have a seer to that. So Mas says, you have no proof from Chashud and al ha'arayus, that stira, that we make this difference. Why? I'll tell you really, even B'di'evan, there is a suspicion. The hochainu taimo, but the reason why al yidei mamun, she's mutter to her husband, is a separate reason. Because the Nisiyari Mishon Hafsim Mimayna, because he knows, this is where Jonathan was maybe alluding to, is that when it comes to she being captured for the monetary obligation, what's the guy's intention here? He's not here to take the woman. He wants his money, really. He wants his money. He's just using the woman as a bargaining chip, right? So if he ends up being mizana with her, there goes his bargaining chip, because the husband is going to be totally upset. He's not going to be happy with this non-Jew. He's not going to want to pay him back. He was mizana with his wife. And therefore, b'di'eved, she's mutter to him, really. But ein hachanami, if there'd be a regular woman, we could be chayshish, even b'di'eved, that the guy is mizana with her. Teda, when the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof to this. The Tani Seifa, we learned in the Seifa, ayidin afoshis the thula b'ayla. Why in the case where she's taken when she's sentenced to death, why over there is she also b'di'evet? Why over there? You just finished saying that we make a difference between the chatchil and b'di'evet. The answer is, there is no difference between the chatchil and b'di'evet. There's a special reason why, when it comes to ayidei mamon, that she's mother to her husband. The sulay miti. The person says, there's nothing you can answer against this. You can't retort to such a question. And therefore, again, Ravina Gemara is saying, you don't have a raya. Ravina's teretz might stand, but you don't have a raya that you can make such a difference from the case of Royus. That it's a chachil and b'di'evet.
Why won't the captor be ma'anis her? Because he knows that she then will be mutter to her baal. She retains the bargaining power. This is not.
She won't be mutter to her baal.
She will if he's ma'anis her.
Why isn't he ma'anis her?
Yeah.
That's
Tyson's
question.
Look
at Tyson's, how
you name
mother.
Oh, thank you. Richard, you're the best. Thank you. I was wondering, I thought you were attacking me or something. You said something wrong.
No.
So look at Tyson's, how you name mother. That's his question.
Tyson's is the question.
And then, therefore, Tyson's, unlike Rashi, who says that we don't have to explain that it's dealing with Nashus Kai, and Tyson's believes that it is dealing with Nashus Kai.
Yeah. Right, so that's the Tyson's.
Paris, and that's how you prove it.
It's much
stronger proof. Rashi rejects this. Rashi doesn't believe that this was correct.
She argues.
His question here has
another strong question. Is it over here? Yeah, if you look at Tosfos, the Sulay Midi. Look at that place there. He was the Vada, have some mum and shiny. The way the Gemara is coming out now, by Arias at least, there, Rechayshish even B'di'evet that she was Mizana with him. When there's money involved, as we all know, that's different. Rechayshish was Tema, in Cain, but he Nachta Basla Abram Avinu, Ashish Koin, Yeshavas Tachas Baila. By the way, that's Tosfos, she does it. Says, if you're going to be chayshish, even with the evet, and a woman's going to be mizana with a goy, when there's no hefsid moment involved, is there ever a woman that was never secluded with a goy? It happens once in their lifetime, so how do you ever have an eishes claim? You should be chayshish and she was Mazana with a guy. Places would come. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, I was thinking, based on the Meiri, that this won't be a problem. Again, the Meiri says, all the Tosfos in that the Tosfos has to try to explain why nowadays we don't have these suspicions. The Tosfos has to always explain, what we sell animals to a non-Jew, or we're not chayshish that they're going to be like they are animals. We're maimed a behemoth upon the case of a non-Jew. Why is that? Places constantly tries to find reasons why today is different. Meiri says it's not a question. Today's goyim aren't like the old goyim. Today they're less religious and they're not as pagan and immoral as they were back then. Right? So, according to Chayyur, Places kasha is, today, in the times of Chazal, maybe they were extremely careful to not be miachin with a goy. Right? Maybe. You could say that differently.
Basically, what you're saying is Hantik Agoyim. Hantik Agoyim. Hantik Agoyim is a Nishki
Agoyim. Hantik Agoyim, yeah. Hantik Agoyim. They don't have Minagabi sign to be a diamond.
Exactly.
They don't make them like
the
Nishki. They're not the same. Today, they're too interested in playing baseball and drinking coffee. So,
say about that.
Now, being diamond, I'm supposed to. All right. But it could be, by the way, Tosfos stresses in his question, by the way, Bas Avraham. Yes. Tosfos doesn't say a Bas Yisrael. Maybe Tosfos is trying to just emphasize that this should be a question even in the time of Chazal.
That's a very nice...
You understand? Tosfos is stressing Bas Avraham.
That's a very interesting point.
Tosfos understands the Meiri. He knows the Meiri. I'm not asking today.
And that's why he uses that term?
Well, in the time of the Torah, you have a Bas Avraham. Eishes Kohen, the whole parsha of Eishes Kohen, you know. But you're going to be Soishish V'yichud, the whole parasha shouldn't apply.
You're right. It's a very funny term.
What do you mean? What?
Very good.
Not of an Arab. The Jewish portion that comes from Avraham, that's what places mean. None of the Arabs. Not this doesn't mean Arabs. It means, of course, we're talking about Yid, Eishes Kohen. But why does places stress the Bas Avraham? Peace.
Yeah, but there's other
people
in the
place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I understood. I'm just saying, why was places bothered with such a problem? Esher. I'm not saying anything too conclusive, but Esher. That's the shot. So we have really two Terusim at this point to answer the Stira between our Mishnah and the halacha that you're allowed to buy a carbon from a non-Jew. We have the name of Rav, and we have Ravina, and now we have a third answer, Rav Pidos.
What was the first answer? Ravina's Achim B'Dievet. What was yesterday's answer?
The first answer of the Gemara was Rav Shila Ravina Mishmei the Rav, that it depends on who owns the animal.
Right.
If you're buying it from a non-Jew and he owned it, he is not going to be right there it because he's Chasal B'Hemdan.
Right. Okay.
But our Mishnah, which says you can't be miyatid, is talking about someone else's animal. So the guy couldn't care less. That's the first text. Then we have Rabino. Now we have Rav Pidos. Rav Pidos Omar, Roy Kasha. Ho Rav Eliezer, ho Rav Onim. This is a machlekes, whether you are choshish for Raviyah or not. No difference in Chachilah B'Dieved, no difference between who owns it, who does not own it. The question of whether a guy is Raviyah's animal or not is a machlekes Tanoim. The Tanan learned in the Mishnah. Gabi paras chatos by a paras chatos, a para aduma. Para aduma, a red heifer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein on the keches min oiv de ketovim. Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot buy it from a non-Jew. A para aduma has to be domesticated.
What about the famous case that
it was? Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah. Good question. It's going to be totally in this. Machloikis. The Chachamim atirin, and the Chachamim say it's mutter. And the Gemara, I believe, brings us that case as a raya. To what you're saying. So that's the Chachamim's, how they bolster their opinion. Chacham Matir, my lab hakem mifligid, Rabbi Eliezer sover chayshin el Rabbi, Rabbi Abba sover loy chayshin el Rabbi. The machlokes is whether you are chayshish that the animal was nirva, the para aduma, the para schatos was nirva. Now at this point, the Gemara is assuming that there is a psul nirva when it comes to a para aduma, even though technically it is not, it's not really a carbon. That's what the Gemara and Amid Beis is going to discuss. To talk about it. That's really the sugya of why a para aduma is actually pasul if it was nirva. But at this point, let's just assume it has Kedushas carbon. It's called a chatos. So we'll go with that as a simple explanation for now. It's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbonon as far as whether it is a chash. And that's what the Gemara wants to say. That's what Rabbi Dosh wants to say. It's an answer to the stira. The Gemara says, Mimai, it's not a raya. Really, everyone is, which means we don't have an answer to the contradiction based on this. If that's the case, that how come Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't buy it from a goy? New reason for Rabbi Eliezer. It's a question of oida or oira shel sakin, the gears over here. So he leaves puts a sack of material or food or something on the animal. Rabbi Huda, the name of Rav Paraduma. If you do that, we know that Paraduma is puzzled if it was had a yoke placed on it. Yoke placed on it. The problem really is, essentially the problem is that it's doing some kind of work, right? So a paraduma's puzzle for its use if it does some kind of work, if it's a yoke or anything. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, is that even if you put on this light sack of whatever, it's a very light thing, it's still a problem of being ola aleha o. If you look at Rashi, pasla, dichsiv, asher loy aleha o, asher loy aleha b'halo ba'alma. Even if it doesn't walk with it, it just has it placed on it, it carries a small burden, the rule is that it's pasla for a para aduma. And that's, and Zok the Gemara, so what, and, well, let's finish the name of the member of Yehuda Rav, uba'aga, uba'egla, atzut tim shechbon. It comes to egla rufa, where there's a halacha of asher loy moshcha ba'o, and egla rufa, is puzzle to be used for the halach of Egla Rufa. You find a mace in between two cities and you break the neck of the calf. The rule is that the Egla Rufa is puzzle if it walks, if you pull it with a burden. So it's a little bit less stringent than a Parah Aduma. But what do we see? We see that a Parah Aduma is puzzle when it has just a small burden placed on it. And that's the machlokes. Marsavar Rabbi Yezer holds Chayshinon. Since it's such a small act, the guy might end up doing that, unbeknowing to the guy. He might end up doing this act and end up passing the carbon. Yeah. That's why Rabbi Eliezer holds your fight, since you can't use it. Umar, 1 second. Let's just finish the shakar v'tayi. Umar sabar loy chayshin and the chacham hold that chayshish. Why not? Rashi explains, in the next umar he explains it. The reasoning is going to come out that the guy understands what is valuable to the Jew. He understands that a parah adum is extremely rare. And he's going to make sure to isolate it completely from any work, from anything that potentially could possibly, because he understands that he's going to lose out on the sale.
And he doesn't know all this stuff with Leo.
When it comes to money. What's that?
This Leo oil wouldn't occur to anybody. So when it says Chashidon, we're worried about that the owner just put something on it. Wow.
Show up in Metzius. Again, I'm not so I'm in the money business, so I see it when it comes to money how people can go nuts. So this guy, he'll go nuts too. He'll go through the Ganze Masechtas Parah to make sure that he keeps behidr all the halachas, and so he can get his money's worth. From the red
eye. That's the problem. You buy Revia, they had all this stuff that you can tell that after a while, but this stuff you wouldn't know. Who would know that he puts his
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a very simple.
Far be it for me to argue. Nothing to do with Revia, and that's what we're saying. There's no relevance to that. Okay. So the Gemara says, they're going to say, no, we're not chayshish, right? No, the Gemara says that can't be the Tana Machlokes. Everyone would agree to the Chachamim. That for this little benefit that he'll get to hold a burden for a moment, the guy wouldn't sacrifice his huge profit that he can make from selling this Parah Aduma. That would not make sense to be the Machlokes. Again, between Avleh and Rabbanim, because he would never do such a thing. Hachanami, so the Gemara says, why are you ever chayshish for Revia? Levi Mishim Anah Porta, Lehmaps and Tuva. The guy selling this animal, like we said back in the case before, but not chayshis for revir. It depends. Again, Rabbi Yezer, the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yezer is now chayshis for revir by Paraduma, and also by, we're going to learn by our Mishnah, Emi Yachdin, why are you chayshis for revir? And again, also let's just use Paraduma. Why is he going to be revir the animal? He's getting a transient benefit over here. And losing out a tremendous profit. So how does he even learn the machlekes is whether we're chayshis for revi or not? So what's the difference? Hasam Yitzroy Toifoy over there, he's very attracted to that red animal. And his Yitzer is going to be Toikif him, is going to take over. He's going to end up taking him over, and he'll end up doing it anyways.
Even though he'll have a great loss.
In that moment, that's what's going to happen. Again, I'm not, I don't know. Mefreknish farvos norvos. I don't know why. But that's what it says. Jonathan, you should go to Bris. Yeah. Okay. That's what Gemara says. So again, according to Rav Pedas, the answer is who we're going like. The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yezer, the Yechayshish for Revia. The Brice, which says you're allowed to buy a carbon, is going like the Chachamim, who say you're not Chayshish. Frankly, Gemara, we do with the Kuli Amalosh Hashim Revia. Frankly, Gemara, maybe everyone holds you're not Chayshish for Revia. It's not the Machlek, it's Tanoim. The difference, the different reason for Rabbi Yezer. Kedoni Shilo. The Tony Shilo, my time with Rabbi Yezer, it says, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Nu Halacha. Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Yichu Elacha. Paraduma, right? Bnei Yisrael Yichu, and Rashi says over here we're going to read the word as Yakichu. Who's going to sell the causative? Who's going to sell? The word is the halacha is that Yisrael can sell Paraduma. Ve'enu ad gashavim Yakichu. Bnei Yisrael has a new halacha that you cannot buy a Paraduma from a guy. And there's a machlekes whether you make this drasha, which means this machlekes from the Yisrael Rabbanon is specific to a Paraduma. And maybe that's the machlekes, and you have no raya again to Rav Pedas' answer that that's the difference between Mishnayos who we're going like.
There's
a question. Yeah, new halacha. We never found it before. The Gemara says, "Leisach v'daidach." That can't be the pshat. The Tony Seifah, b'chein hoy Rabbi Yezer poisel b'chol hakarbonis kulon. Rabbi Yezer said this is a problem by all karbonis. Can't be that the reason is the par of it. The par adum yichloy lecha, and therefore back to square one. Leisach v'daidach. Tony Shilo. Mishlam the parak says they kicha. The kula karbanis kicha. It doesn't say the word kicha. We don't have that drasha by other karbanis. If that's the case, we're back to our answer like Rav does. That the question is whether we are suspicious of revia or not. Yeah, but apparently again, it's if you're chayshis for revia, it's not that everyone. Again, yeah, that's the hard part to understand. So the Gemara says maybe you can say that that's not the pshat either. The Dilma Adkan like the Rabban with Rabbi Eliezer, maybe the Machlekes Rabban with Rabbi Eliezer is only Elo the Parad the Domei Yikarin of Bishar Kovano is Mighty Way. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer over here, the Machlekes Rabban of the Rabban, meaning Rabbi Eliezer ain't a Chanan. He passes by all Korbanos. And therefore, our Mishnah, which says your chayshis for revia, is the way we're understanding right now, is going like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Brice who says you're allowed to buy a carbon from them is going like the Rabbanan who are matir over there. So we know Rabbi Eliezer says his psul of revia applies to everything. But how do you know that the Rabbanan are going to be matir to buy any carbon from a non-Jew, which is the Brice that we brought all the way in the beginning? That was a stereotype Mishnah. How do you know that? Maybe the Rabbanan only argue Rabbi Eliezer Ela b'Parah b'Domei Yikarim because over there the Nachleishis for Revia because a Parah, like we said, is extremely valuable. But if it's Shar Kabanas, they would agree, and therefore, again, we can't say from this Brisa that Rabbi Rabbanan hold that you could buy any carbon from a non-Jew. Maybe our mission is going like Rabbi Eliezer, Nachleishis for Revia. Fine. And maybe it's also going like the Rabbanan, because they're only saying a svara that's specific to a para aduma. So we're back. He'll suppress his desire because of, again, money is, gelt is gelt. Yeah, even by a good.
Interesting question. If you're going to say that, the way Rapidos is explaining, then we have no solution to our stira. Because then the Braisu says you're allowed to buy any carbon from a non-Jew. What's it going like? Can't be the Rabbanan. They only say a special had to buy Paraduma. So because of that, we're forced to say that the Rabbanan argue by all carbonas. And what's the reason? The reason is because they're not chayshus for Revia. And the Gemara says another raya that the Chacham and the Rabbi Eliezer are arguing by Okabonis. Boy Tanya, we have another raya, the Hedya. Maya Sidle Chabroi the Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Braisa says, what did the friends of Rabbi Eliezer ask on him? It says, Kol Tsoin Keder Yigbitsu Lacha, Kol Tsoin Keder Yitobtsu Lach, Eile Nevayesh Yishosanucha, Yalu Harotzen Mizbechi. It says, that the sheep of Kedar, which were a non-Jewish nation, Rashi says Kedar is Yishmael. It says you shall buy, you'll take possession of all the sheep. They will be gathered to you, and they will be brought.
When will that
in the
take place?
In the future, I guess it's a Shayo Anovi.
That may be completely different in the future.
I don't know if this is in the future. I think this is referring to time, even the time then. Yeah, I think it's referring to that time. And we see that they were allowed to take it as a carbon. And why were they allowed to take it as a carbon? You see that this is the Chachamim, they're asking Rabbi Eliezer, and they're talking about Okavaris, not just saying Halacha, they're saying the Pasuk is Mashma or Mavur, really, that you're allowed to take any carbon from a non-Jew, a behavior from any non-Jew, and use it as a carbon. Doesn't matter for Aduma, doesn't matter anything. And therefore, you see the Chacham hold that you can take a behemoth as a carbon from a non-Jew, and doesn't differentiate. And therefore, that's the that's the answer to, again, to the stira of the Mishnayos from our Mishnah to that Mishnah over there.
And that's
where
we land up.
According to our Kedos.
It doesn't work against the food, but the fish.
Yeah, it's talking about the past, yeah. Back then, in the time we show you on it. Okay, so that's our conclusion.
So what's the answer? So the answer is either Ravina or the first answer of Techlifa? So bottom line is, what's the answer? So
Bottom line is we have three Temutzim. Right. We have Rav Shila in the name of Ravina, in the name of Rav, that the Chash Ravina is dependent on the ownership of the animal. Okay. If the guy owns the animal, then we are not chayshish that he was revealed, and therefore you can buy the animal as a carbon because the guy is chasal behemoth.
And I can say tov b'yitzchak, even so chasal behemoth.
Very good. That places his kasha on the bottom of Amud Aleph. You have to say there is a difference. Yes, places wants to say, and what does he say? He says, "Shani chasal hachem kibud admei yikarma medes lunkul yisrael." Look at the bottom case, he asked that question. That's the first answer. The second answer is Ravina, that it depends on Lechatzkil or B'dievet. Lechatzkil, you should take precautions, but if you want to buy an animal and you want to know if in the past the animal was actually Nirva, we don't assume that. And then we have Rav Pidas, who says that if you're Chayshish for Ravina, you're Chayshish across the board. If you're not, you're not Chayshish, and it's totally the Machlaikis, and that's a Machlaikis Tanoim. Rabbi Yezer and the Rabbanim. That's where we're at this point.
How does Rav Techlifa learn the Machlekes Rav Allah? How does Ravina Rav Techlifa, how do they learn the Machlekes Rav Allah and Rabbanim that's localized to Paraduma?
Yeah. That's what I would say, yeah. It's specific to Paraduma. Either that or they say you don't have to come on to Machlekes Tanoim. You can say everyone.
But there is a Machlekes Tanoim, so how do they explain it?
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just saying, I don't know how exactly. Maybe they would learn, specific to Paraduma.
Wow.
You have to we skipped over a lot of the Taisus in here.
No, this Taisus is my major.
The big Taisus, all these things are discussed in very relevant to Pshat. This is how, also has to be reconciled with Halach of Moikam Behem Adaka. The Gemara before, right? The Gemara before said the svar of Adam Chasal Behemtoi to answer up why there's a minhag to sell by Behem Adaka, and in some places it's usher across the board. So it depends, it's Chasal Behemtoi or not. Taisus is bothered. This Gemara seems to learn that that's a machlokes. Ravina and Rav Pidas argue on that svar of Rav. So how do you reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara before? These are all problems everyone can do tonight, Friday nights. Okay. I lost the place. Whatever it is, there's a chashash by Parah Aduma. Fine. Right? There's a machlekes that there's a chashash that there's a roi there. This is what we just mentioned before. But if the animal was for sure near va, then it's possible. We see that for sure. Everyone holds it's possible. But the evidence, if it ends up happening, we know. The para kachim is be'achi. We see over here that a para has a din kedushas misbeach, which again has a psul of nirva. And you don't offer a para aduma on the misbeach. Right? You offer the para aduma on harazesim, and to get in you. Everyone's by the arachaim hakodesh harazesim, right? And even a stone, Rashi says, could be bought as to be used for medek abayis. So why should there be a psul revia by para aduma? There's no psul. Shouldn't be a psul if it's a din of kachim medek abayis. And this is a shiloh. It doesn't have kedushas mizbeach or not. So the Gemara says, really, it has kedushas medek abayis. Shiny para does hatas kai rachmona, but we know para as it did as paras chatos, right? If he takes on was beach, may nido chatos he. Rashi says, not I said the wrong washing. May nido chatos he that it has a psul on the mizbeach, and therefore there's a special halach exactly what the Gemara means here. So if it's called chatos, so what does it mean? So there's a big brisk rav in Maisar Kavanis, the Prince of Chaim. Over there, that explains exactly the different types of kedushas and exactly where Parah Aduma fits into all of this. But the Vayil, that is the Chatos, has a din of a Chatos, which has a psul of Revia.
You're saying the same thing with Sarah Azazel, and
the most
psul of Revia, or the
same thing with, let's say, Egla Rufa? I mean, Azazel has a din of a carbon. Egla Rufa doesn't say it's a carbon, it says it has kapara compunction. I don't know if it has a psul of Revia. That's a good question. I wonder if that's discussed. Great questions. Everyone's asking great questions. I wish I knew the answer.
Psul revia by Egvar.
Is there psul revia by Sil Azazel? Psul revia by
Sarah Azazel, definitely. Because Sarah Azazel, it could have been the Sarah Lashem, right? So they had.
Yeah, I mean, it has to do. Yeah, I would say that's carbon.
Yeah.
The din of a carbon. Yeah. Okay. So frankly, Gemara, if you're going to say that a para has a din of kedushas mizbeach or a din of a chatos, an animal that's produced through a cesarean, yaitze daifin, comes out through the wall of the animal, not a regular birth, it should become possible to be used as a para aduma. If you're going to say that's true, why do we learn in a brayso? If you're magdish yaitz daifin for paraduma, it's possible. And Rav Shimon says it's kosher. Now, why could it be kosher? It's a psul yaitz daifin by karbonus. Maybe you'll say Rav Shimon is like his opinion. Rav Shimon holds the sashay machlekes. Whether a woman is yoshev meitaro, a meitaro, yimeituma, shvulayim, shvulinakeva, shvulah, shvulachar, if that whole din of, meleida, yeah, the shvira carbon, does that apply to yoshevdaifin or not? Rav Shimon holds that it does. It does apply. He holds it's a regular child. It's called a leida. Yeah, leida ma'alya, vlad ma'alya. If that's, maybe you'll say that's Rav Shimon's opinion by a carbon as well, par adum as well. Rabbi Yechonah, my daughter, Rabbi Shimon, the Nikach, Rabbi Yechonah holds that Rabbi Shimon holds that Yates of Dyphon by a carbon is a psul. Everyone holds Yates of Dyphon is a psul. But he's made the by, again, that's what Gemara is saying. Everyone agrees that Yates of Dyphon is a psul by a carbon, even Rabbi Shimon. So we're back to the question, why, a parah is not psul by Yates of Dyphon if it has a din of Kedusha, Chatos, or a din of Kedusha Mizbeah? Why is it, why do we say that it isn't a psul by a parah aduma?
According to Rav Shimon.
according to everyone, it should become
he should be isotope in his psula.
No, that's my regular. You mean this price?
Yeah, you're right.
This price is paraduma. Yeah, why? If it has a dushis mizbeach, then why does it not have a psula of yaitzadayf? And it seems everyone would agree. Again, there's no machlekes whether it's a chatas payach mona. That would not be the machlekes.
Yeah, that's not the question. The question is, well, why it's quite the puzzle for mum is puzzle, but yaitzadayf according to him would be okay.
So places. Taisa says maybe the goof are arguing whether it's not the Sky Rahman. Taisa says that can't be the job.
But you see the note, there's no answer. But clearly not literally.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the question really is, and it's given to maybe, which halakhas of carbon applies which halakhas don't?
Yeah.
The fact that it's a part that you're talking about that doesn't answer your question.
Well, you just want to know
which aspect of
carrying
over to
where it's not. Yeah, very good. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever arrived from Shlutei, but you're definitely right. Because Shlutei Shlutz is different. That's totally where you bring it.
If you don't bring it in
the
place.
There's no din to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no halacha of Shlutei Shlutz. That doesn't, again, that, but you see, there are, we have a Sri Lazozo, But again, you're right. It's not, definitely not across the board that it's a chatas karechmona, because you see also that there's a halacha that you can be poigin. You can redeem it. So you're 100% right. Yeah. The Gemara is assuming, again, this is the unclear part. This is really what the Rishkarab discusses in Hilchos Parah Aduma, Grinch from Lepayim. He discusses exactly what is the kedusha of even if it's chatas kayarachmona. So the Gemara is assuming that at this point it has a certain kedusha, and that would for sure apply to the halacha of revia. And we, again, I'm not defining what that is, but we for sure know also that it's not across the board that it's a chatas.
So. That's like the discussion started with Ashi.
Yeah.
Whatever applies to a practice applies here, and somebody has to bring the prior and it doesn't.
Or, and again, even at that point, we know that it wouldn't apply to certain things, and certain things it will apply, which again is, it's 100% true. Yeah. What were you saying in the base? You were saying something? You were saying something? Okay. So how do you reconcile this? El shiny para hoilumum paisubos, so really it's a chatas kari rachmon. And that's why Revia passes by Paraduma. And why it's, you could be poided, it's not fully a chatos. Shiny Paro, the reason is, since you could really have a good Shabbos, we'll see you. If you want, I'll buy you a pair of shoes, Richard. See you. Shiny Paro, Holomum Poisobo, Dvarerba, Vazor Nami Poisobo. Here again, we're correlating the Psalmum. Which we know that a Parah Aduma has a psul mum, and therefore we're saying that it also will have a psul of revia. The va'erba va'vedazar nami paisibo. The tziv ki mashcha sam bahem mum bum. We make a comparison to the mum mashchasa. The tani ve'rabbi shmuel ho makim shenemar hashchasa ene elad va'erba va'vedazar. When it says the word hashchasa, it means va'erba, which again refers to revia. And avodah zara, which means serving it as a avodah zara. Varev yichsev ki yishchus kol basar zdaka ala oretz. It says by avodah zara, by varev asari, it says ki yishchus kol basar zdaka ala oretz by noach, as we know that they were mishka zachar. Avodah zara yichsev pentashchisun basisim lachem pesel. It says by avodah zara, it says pentashchisun bohem basisim lachem pesel. So we see hashchasa refers to avodah zara and dvar erbo. And there, hapar nami. Also make it a puzzle.
What do you want to say? Any verse of the blueprint that's going to set up the category of psula of the
Paraduma? I mean, the Gemara is making a hekesh, right? Now, is it because these are all psula haguf? I don't know. That's unclear. Is it specific to these things, or is it also other things, right? Other psulim.
What
other
just like any other carbon, you can shabbat, only because of Eber.
Any movement make it possible. The question is, does it have all psul hakav? What's another psul? For example, let's say shalai the start. The sin of Lishma. That's what the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim deal with in Paraduma. Maybe we'll quote it tomorrow. Alright, let's see. Maybe we should go a little bit weiter. This is your kasha the Gemara is going to bring now from Doma Ben Asino. We still have a little bit of time. The question is if I should go through this Mesha Chachma. Maybe I'll go through a Mesha Chachma and we'll start from here tomorrow. Even though there's a lot of Gemara to do. Let's do the Mesha. It's a beautiful question from the Sefer Avodas Avodah. Who is that? Do anyone know Avodas Avodah?
Shlomo Kluger.
Shlomo Kluger. Big Sefer on Avodah Zarah. Always quoted.
They just reprinted it, actually.
Yeah, I looked at the older version. Shlomo Kluger was a Velt Goyen, obviously. He asked a question. The Gemara wants to bring a Raya, right, from the Pasuk. The Gemara before brought a Raya from the Pasuk of Yeshayo Anobi, right? It says that, Kol Tzayin Keder, Chacham asked, and Rabbi Eliezer, how can you be Choshish for Revia? We have a Pasuk which says, Kol Tzayin Keder, which says that, you can buy it, take an animal from a Goy and bring it as a carbon. You're not Choshish for Revia. So what are they bringing a Raya to?
Keder was Yishmael.
Yeah. So what are you bringing? Rabbanu are bringing a raya to the halacha, the halacha of ma'isa, is that you're not chayshish for revia from that pasuk in Yisha. Correct. That we know the shita Rambam in a few places. Look, it's a revia. It's ma'isak rabbanus. The Rambam holds that the din of sofik yeraisa l'chumra is only a din the Rabbanim. Only a din the Rabbanim. So he asks, at the time of the Yishmael over there, where it was before, he says, this is what he asks. Don't attack. He says, that the time of the Pasuk of Yishayu Anavi, at that time, the Chachamim were not Masakin yet, that Safed Geraisa is a Chumrah. At that point in time, the Ikar HaDin applied, that the din of Safed Geraisa, the Chumrah didn't apply, the din of Safed Geraisa is the Kula. And therefore, Frakt and Shlomo Kluger, how could you use that halacha, the Chachamim, who are talking about after the time of Chazal, the halacha of Slamaisa, and the time of the Mishnah, that at that point already Safagir Raisa L'Chumra was, the Chachamim had said, with the Rabbanan at least, Safagir Raisa L'Chumra, how could you bring a raya from the Pasuk, which was at that point, Safagir Raisa was the Kula? Shlomo Kluger's question on the Rabbanan. Again, he asks very elusive questions of Shlomo Kluger. He's a person.
And there's no roiv over there.
Again, yeah, he's not getting involved in the roiv yet. And again, the Shas Revia seems to be, it's either all or nothing. This is Shlomo Kluger's question. So I saw a teretz, I think it's the Yad Mordechai, who says this teretz, that some say in the Ramban also, that when the Rambam says, Rav Dov Tov, did you hear the question?
Beautiful question.
It's a wonderful question. So, they say that the Rambam, when he says that the din of Safed, Jonathan, you hear the question? You with me? The din of Safed Yeraisa is the Chumra. The Rambam says, Midyaraisa is not true. It's Mukula, even Midyaraisa. That halacha only applies to Alois Haseh. If there's a question whether you should be doing a lab, I'm sorry. Yes, that halacha applies only to Lois Haseh. When it comes to a question of whether you should do an essay or not, or whether you are Mekayim an essay, there you have to go L'chumra, even Midyaraisa. That's what they say, Mutogazi, the Ramban, says this in the Shita of the Ramban. And the question is, what's the difference? What's the difference between an essay and a Lois Haseh? Some say Ramban, one's Avo, one's Yer, very good. Some shtel tzu, this Mesha Chachma, in Parshas Boy, Perki Gimel Pasuk Yud, you know this of Nassim. Nassim, very good. So he says, I'll just paraphrase it, it's a long piece here, I'll go through it quickly. He says over here, the Mishkanes Yaakov in Yeridea says, from the Pasuk of Mechilta makes a drush, Yom Yomimo, Magid the Odom Tzorach Livda Yisatzilon, every 12 months, the Mishkanes Yaakov says, there's a Halavim Zariah from over here, the Masota says a person should check his tefillin every 12 months. Yeah, there's no halacha of bedika. Every
seven.
Yeah, 7 years. Okay, that's it. And he brings a riot. Mishkan Siakov brings a riot to hear that the din of also checking lungs. We know we're not soymech on checking. We're soymech on a chazaka. He says that over here, we can write a dikas haraya miyut tamotzli davidi arai. So he says that that halacha that you check the lungs, he brings a riot to the dikas haraya from bedikas tefil. This is what the Mishkan is yakin. Brings a riot from over there. He says over here, no, that he wants to be machal. Be'er Simcha wants to be machal. He wants to say there's a difference between bedikas tefillin and bedikas haraya. He said this chiluk by the case of tachmichin lemeis. Tosfos has a problem that how could you put tachmichin on a mace? The Gemara says you can use kelayim. Right? You could use kelayim for tachmichin of a mace. Right? You can put various shrouds on a mace. You can use kelayim. I
get
something else to regard. Okay. So loy gurush. That's Tosfos's kasha. What happened to the halacha of loy gurush? That's what he's right. Mar says in brachas.
Wearing mace as well.
No. So he's wearing kalayim. So he's wearing kalayim. How can you have him wear kalayim? It's a bizarre. Had he been alive,
right?
Then again, but that's a great point you're saying. He's not really over on kalayim. Good chah. Okay, Rabbi Simcha doesn't
care. He's been wearing kalayim.
Yeah, but right now, again, by the case of the mitzvah, says Loi Gurush, because you're actually doing the kind of mitzvah tzitzis by a mace wearing kalayim. Why is that Loi Gurush? Okay, but that's the kasha tzitzis. So Zokta Meir Simcha, this is his difference. This is his point. He says there's a chiluk between a loy sase and an ase. He says by a loy sase, you're an oinus. Let's say you're an oinus by a loy sase. What's the worst that can happen? You're a sliyav asafek by a loy sase. Let's say bedikas harev, right? We could be slaymech. It's a roiv. Roiv are not trefus, right? Roiv are not trefus. And that's what we're slaymech on. And the Mishkan Yaakov wants to say that maybe there's a din bedika. But before there's a din bedika, there's a roiv that an animal's not a trefus. And therefore, you could be slaymech on the roiv. What's the worst that's going to happen if your roiv is wrong? You'll be over on a loy sase, but you'll be an onus. Because you're allowed to be slaymech on a roiv. Roiv is the araisra. So what are you worried about? Right might not have been being true. Well, you are novi, he's going to be megal that it was actually a trade book. And therefore, you'll be an onus. That's the worst that's going to happen. It's fine. But by an essay, if you're going to go the kula by an essay and say, don't check, or don't, you're not, maybe it wasn't the metzias, papi shmaya, it actually wasn't kosher, you're still not going to have the essay. Onus is not commando of it. You can have an excuse from here till tomorrow. Maybe there's no bittul of the essay. But there's no kiyum of the essay. So Zokta Meir Simcha is a big difference between Bedikas Tefillin, which is the Mechilta, and Bedikas Harei. Because by Bedikas Tefillin, maybe Anachanami there's a roi that it's kosher, but we still are machmir for you to be Boidik, because if you're not Boidik and they're actually not kosher, you lose out on the essay. But when it comes to the Isra of eating a treifa, right, maybe the animal was a treifa, over there, Ken Zayin, there is no halacha to be Boidik, because the worst that's going to happen is that you'll eat a treifa Boidus. By being Simcha on life. This is Rameir Simcha, his chil. Between
being Simcha on a kula is minus.
It's not a kula. It's a mikra adin.
It's a Simcha.
No, there's a roiv. He's saying there's a din bedika. Yeah. Before bedika, even by tefillin. It's a mir havim. It's a mir that you have tefillin that puzzle. Mikra adin, it's partial.
Record, I did not know that.
Wow.
Oh, you kept on the... It's okay. You don't have to be so honest.
What words are the process?
The miyami miyamino. The parsha is filled. So that's the mesulta. So this is Zuzak there. They say that's the pshat over here also. In the Rambam. When the Rambam says that Sofik Yeraisa, meaning what? Ikra Hadin, Sofik Yeraisa is Lakul. You don't have to be machmir by a Sofik. That's by a lav. You don't have to be choshish. That's by a lav, because the worst that's going to happen is that if meyikar adin, it could be chayshish, you could be soymet, and it's not a, you could be lakula. So then, if meyikar adin, you could do that. What's the worst that's going to happen? It will be an oinus. Fine. So then meyikar adin, it's a dindar, meyikar adin, something that rice is lakula. But when it comes to an essay, where if you don't do it, even if you have a good reason to, you're not going to have the essay. Over there, the Rambam will agree that you have to be machmir and do the essay. This is what they want to shtel through this Meshech Chochmah, to the Rambam. And the Mela, back to our case over here, we're talking about whether you had the carbon in them. If the animal was nirva, you didn't get your carbon. Even if you're an oinus, your carbon is puzzle. You don't have it. So over here, the Rambam would agree, can't ask the kasher, from the cougar asks. According to the Rambam, behold, Savagir Raisa is Lakula. What's the Gemara bringing a raya from Yishmael? Over there, it was the Savagir Raisa was Lakula. Here, the Rabban and the Ezer are talking about the actual halacha maisa, which Savagir Raisa is the Chumra. What's the Tushel? The answer is, by an ether or by a carbon, even the Rambam is going to agree that Savagir Raisa is Lakumra. It should be, unless you have a pasuk which says you're not chayshis with such a thing. Here, the Rambam would agree that Savagir Raisa is Lakumra because if you have an oinus or a reason to not do it, it won't matter by an essay. Because, or a carbon.
That's the kind of the essay.
Don't have it.
You're not the kind of the essay. Bottom line is, the carbon will not be accepted.
Won't be accepted. Beautiful. And therefore, if you didn't have, that's the proof of the Chachamim. If you were Chayshish for Revia, then even the Rambam would agree that Savit Yaraisa would be L'chumra.
But you have a pasuk.
Now you have a pasuk that says it's okay. You see that you're not chayshish at all for Revia, and therefore you can bring it as a carbon, which is what the Rabbanan hold. That's the raya from the apostle. That's the
husband. Very, very nice.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.